Penguin Random House Audio presents The Boat Rocker by Ha Jin, read for you by Eduardo Ballerini. Chapter 1. A week before the fourth anniversary of 9/11, my boss, Kai Ming, barged into my office, rattling a three-page printout in his hands. "Look at this, Dunlin," he said, dropping the papers on my desk. "This is outrageous! How could they claim that George W. Bush had agreed to endorse a book by Yan Hai Li? Everyone can tell it's a lie the size of heaven." I picked up the printout, an article from the Yangtze Morning Post. It raved about a landmark novel, not yet released. I had recently signed a book contract myself and was used to the hyperbole of the book business. But it was the novelist's name, Yan Hai Li, that took my breath away. She was my ex-wife. That brassy bitch. She never stopped vying for attention. The article, printed in the newspaper's literary and art supplement, gushed that her novel, Love and Death in September, was an exotic whirlwind love story set by turns in North America, China, Australia, England, Russia, and France. Hai Li had been working on a potboiler for as long as I'd known her. She'd called it a fabulous transnational romance. It was yet another project that she hadn't been able to finish. She had never succeeded in finding the center of the story, nor could she connect the various episodes into a plot with a satisfying ending. She had shelved the book again and again, and I'd thought the project was long abandoned. But now, I scanned the article in disbelief. Her publisher was claiming the administrative office of the Chinese Communist Party had been contacted by the White House, and that President Bush...